Today is the fifth day of the month of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. How are you today? I'm Brian. It's great to be here. I love springtime. It brings new life to the rolling hills of Tennessee. And something kind of awakens in me. It's a weird feeling. It's almost like hope. And you want to trust it, but you've been through a lot, but things are coming back to life, and maybe you can too. So let's embrace the changing of the seasons as we take the next step forward in our journey. We will go back into the book of Deuteronomy today, and picking up where we left off, we'll read chapter 28. Carefully obey the Lord your God and faithfully follow all his commands that I'm giving you today. If you do, the Lord your God will place you high above all the other nations in the world. These are all the blessings that will come to you and stay close to you because you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. You will be blessed. You will have children. Your land will have crops. Your animals will have offspring. Your cattle will have calves, and your flocks will have lambs and kids. The grain you harvest and the bread you bake will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go. The Lord will defeat your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction but run away from you in seven directions. The Lord will bless your barns and everything you do. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he is giving you. You will be the Lord's holy people, as he promised you with an oath. He will do this if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and follow his directions. Then all the people in the world will see that you are the Lord's people, and they will be afraid of you. The Lord will give you plenty of blessings. You will have many children. Your animals will have many offspring. Your soil will produce many crops in the land the Lord will give you, as he swore to your ancestors. The Lord will open the heavens, his rich storehouse for you. He will send rain on your land at the right time and bless everything you do. You will be able to make loans to many nations, but won't need to borrow from any. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. You will always be at the top, never at the bottom. If you faithfully obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, do everything I'm commanding you today. Never worship other gods or serve them. Obey the Lord your God and faithfully follow all his commands and laws that I am giving you today. If you don't, all these curses will come to you and stay close to you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. The grain you harvest and the bread you bake will be cursed. You will be cursed. You will have few children. Your land will have few crops. Your cattle will be cursed with few calves, and your flocks will have few lambs and kids. You will be cursed when you come and cursed when you go. The Lord will send you curses, panic, and frustration in everything you do until you're destroyed and quickly disappear for the evil you will do by abandoning the Lord. The Lord will send one plague after another on you until he wipes you out of the land you're about to enter and take possession of. The Lord will strike you with disease, fever, and inflammation, heat waves, drought, scorching winds, and ruined crops. They will pursue you until you die. The sky above will lock like bronze, and the ground below will be as hard as iron. The Lord will send dust storms and sandstorms on you from the sky until you're destroyed. The Lord will let your enemies defeat you. You will attack them from one direction but run away from them in seven directions. You will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms in the world. Your dead bodies will be food for all the birds and wild animals. There will be no one to scare them away. The Lord will strike you with the same boils that plagued the Egyptians. He will strike you with hemorrhoids, sores, and itching that won't go away. The Lord will strike you with madness, blindness, and panic. You will grope in broad daylight as blind people grope in their blindness. You won't be successful in anything you do. As long as you live, you will be oppressed and robbed with no one to rescue you. You will be engaged to a woman, but another man will have sex with her. You will build a house, but you won't live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you won't enjoy the grapes. Your ox will be butchered as you watch, but you won't eat any of its meat. You will watch as your donkey is stolen from you, but you'll never get it back. Your flock will be given to your enemies, and no one will rescue it. You will watch with your own eyes as your sons and daughters are given to another nation. You will strain your eyes looking for them all day long, but there will be nothing you can do. People you never knew will eat what your land and your hard work have produced. As long as you live, you will know nothing but oppression and abuse. The things you see will drive you mad. The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with severe boils that can't be cured. The boils will cover your whole body from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. The Lord will lead you and the king you choose to a nation that you and your ancestors never knew. There you will worship gods made of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror. All the nations where the Lord will send you will make an example of you and ridicule you. You will plant many crops in your fields, but harvest little because locusts will destroy your crops. You will plant vineyards and take care of them, but you won't drink any wine or gather any grapes because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees everywhere in your country, but no olive oil to rub on your skin, because the olives will fall off the trees. You will have sons and daughters, but you won't be able to keep them because they will be taken as prisoners of war. Crickets will swarm all over your trees and the crops in your fields. The standard of living for the foreigners who live among you will rise higher and higher, while your standard of living will sink lower and lower. They will be able to make loans to you, but you won't be able to make loans to them. They will be the head, and you will be the tail. All these curses will come to you. They will pursue you and stay close to you until you're destroyed, because you didn't obey the Lord your God or follow his commands and laws, which I'm giving you. These curses will be a sign and an amazing thing to warn you and your descendants forever. You didn't serve the Lord your God with a joyful and happy heart when you had so much. So will you serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you? You will serve them even though you are already hungry, thirsty, naked, and in need of everything. The Lord will put a heavy burden of hard work on you until he destroys you. The Lord will bring against you a nation from far away, from the ends of the earth. The nation will swoop down on you like an eagle. It will be a nation whose language you won't understand. Its people will be fierce looking. They will show no respect for the old and no pity for the young. They'll eat the offspring of your animals and the crops from your fields until you're destroyed. They'll leave you no grain, no new wine, no olive oil, no calves from your herds, and no lambs or kids from your flocks. They'll continue to do this until they've completely ruined you. They will blockade all your cities until the high, fortified walls in which you trust come down everywhere in your land. They'll blockade all the cities everywhere in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Because of the hardships, your enemies will make you suffer during the blockade. You will eat the flesh of your own children, the sons and daughters whom the Lord your God has given you. Even the most tender and sensitive man among you will become stingy toward his brother, the wife he loves, and the children he still has left. He will give none of them any of the flesh of his children that he is eating. It will be all that he has left because of the hardships your enemies will make you suffer during the blockade of all your cities. The most tender and sensitive woman among you, so sensitive and tender that she wouldn't even step on an ant, will become stingy toward the husband she loves or toward her own son or daughter. She won't share with them the afterbirth from her body and the children she gives birth to. She will secretly eat them out of dire necessity because of the hardships your enemies will make you suffer during the blockade of your cities. You might not faithfully obey every word of the teachings that are written in this book. You might not fear this glorious and awe-inspiring name, the Lord, your God. If so, the Lord will strike you and your descendants with unimaginable plagues. They will be terrible and continuing plagues and severe and lingering diseases. He will again bring all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded, and they will cling to you. The Lord will also bring you every kind of sickness and plague not written in this book of teachings. They will continue until you're dead. At one time you were as numerous as the stars in the sky, but only a few of you will be left, because you didn't obey the Lord your God. At one time the Lord was more than glad to make you prosperous and numerous. Now the Lord will be more than glad to destroy you and wipe you out. You will be torn out of the land you're about to enter and take possession of. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples of the world, from one end of the earth to the other. There you will serve gods made of wood and stone that neither you nor your ancestors ever knew. Among those nations you will find no peace, no place to call your own. There the Lord will give you an unsettled mind, failing eyesight, and despair. Your life will always be hanging by a thread. You will live in terror day and night. You will never feel sure of your life. In the morning you'll say, if only it were evening. And in the evening you'll say, if only it were morning. You'll talk this way because of the things that will terrify you and because of the things you'll see. The Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships on a journey that I said you would never take again. There you will try to sell yourselves as slaves to your enemies, but no one will buy you. Luke 11:14-36. Jesus was forcing a demon out of a man. The demon had made the man unable to talk. When the demon had gone out, the man began to talk. The people were amazed, but some of them said, he can force demons out of people only with the help of Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. Others wanted to test Jesus and demanded that he show them some miraculous sign from heaven. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is ruined. A house divided against itself falls. Now, if Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom last? I say this because you say Beelzebul helps me force demons out of people. If I force demons out with the help of Beelzebul, who helps your followers force them out? That's why they will be your judges. But if I force out demons with the help of God's power, then God's kingdom has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own mansion, his property is safe, but a stronger man than he may attack him and defeat him. Then the stronger man will take away all the weapons in which the strong man trusted and will divide the loot. Whoever isn't with me is against me. Whoever doesn't gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a person, it goes through dry places looking for a place to rest, but it doesn't find any. Then it says, I'll go back to the home I left. When it comes, it finds the house swept clean and in order. Then the spirit goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself. They enter and take up permanent residence there. In the end, the condition of that person is worse than it was before. While Jesus was speaking, a woman in the crowd shouted, how blessed is the mother who gave birth to you and the breasts that nursed you. Jesus replied, rather, how blessed are those who hear and obey God's word. As the people were gathering around him, Jesus said, the people living today are evil. They look for a miraculous sign, but the only sign they will get is the sign of Jonah. just as Jonah became a miraculous sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be a miraculous sign to the people living today. The queen from the south will stand up at the time of judgment with the men who live today. She will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear Solomon's wisdom. But look, someone greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at that time of judgment with the people living today, since the men of Nineveh turned to God and changed the way they thought and acted when Jonah spoke his message. They will condemn the people living today. But look, someone greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, everyone who lights a lamp puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in will see its light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is unclouded, your whole body is full of lights. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. So be careful that the light in you isn't darkness. If your whole body is full of light and not darkness, it will be as bright as a lamp shining on you. Psalm 77. For the choir director, according to Jeduthun, a psalm by Asaph. Loudly I cried to God. Loudly I cried to God, so that he would open his ears to hear me. On the day I was in trouble, I went to the Lord for help. At night I stretched out my hands in prayer without growing tired, yet my soul refused to be comforted. I sigh as I remember God. I begin to lose hope as I think about him. Selah. You keep my eyelids open. I am so upset that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years long ago. I remember my song in the night and reflect on it. My spirit searches for an answer. Will the Lord reject me for all time? Will he ever accept me? Has his mercy come to an end forever? Has his promise been canceled throughout every generation? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he locked up his compassion because of his anger? Selah. Then I said, it makes me feel sick that the power of the Most High is no longer the same. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your ancient miracles. I will reflect on all your actions and think about what you have done. O God, your ways are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You have made your strength known among the nations. With your might, you have defended your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The water saw you, O God. The water saw you and shook. Even the depths of the sea trembled. The clouds poured out water. The sky thundered. Even your arrows flashed in every direction. The sound of your thunder rumbled in the sky. Streaks of lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your road went through the sea. Your path went through raging water. But your footprints could not be seen. Like a shepherd, you led your people. You had Moses and Aaron take them by the hand. Proverbs 12:18. Careless words stab like a sword, but the words of wise people bring healing. Okay, let's think about it for a second. In our lives, like in your whole life, what is the most powerful, ongoing, persistent force that has an effect on you that can change the complexion of any day? What is it that is everywhere, but is so profoundly powerful that it can create courage that we didn't know we had, or can take us into the absolute death grip of hopelessness. What can bring peace? What can completely destroy peace a minute later? Words. These sounds that we make from the time that we wake up until we go to sleep, they have creative power. We're created in the image of God. He spoke and things happened. We're created in the image of God as His children. We speak and things happen. We have the power to give life. We have the power to take life. And usually we're not even thinking about the power that we have. But words change everything. Our mood, our outlook for the future, our hope, our lives. Like, words are what form our relationships and pull them and bind them, or shred them and rip them to pieces. There's one sentence that we read from the Bible today, from the book of Proverbs. It sums it all up. Careless words stab like a sword, but the words of wise people bring healing. So what are we creating here? What are we doing here? What is the impact of the power that we wield? What are we known for? Are we known for destroying people? For maliciously gossiping about them? For slander? For wielding a sword that only brings destruction? Or are we known for bringing healing? That there's healing in our words. Because we're doing one or the other. Maybe something Jesus said today in our reading from the Gospel of Luke helps put this in perspective. Maybe let's let the words of Jesus ring in our ears as we end today. He said, "Be careful that the light in you isn't darkness. If your whole body is full of light and not darkness, it will be as bright as a lamp shining on you." So Jesus, we invite you into this. Holy Spirit, come. Our words. Oh man, our words create everything in our lives. And we pay so little attention. We are so reactionary with our words that we're never out in front of it, being proactive, understanding that we're bringing life or death with what we're about to say. Help us open our eyes, as you've invited us to do over and over. May we have eyes to see and ears to hear what we are saying. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so, indeed, check it out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for this grand adventure through the year and through the Bible together in community. Check out the community section. This is where to get connected. It's also the place where the prayer wall is. And so be familiar. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so profoundly. It just can't happen if we're not a community. And so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I wanted to pray for a lady that I met at the customer service desk of a home improvement store. She was helping me with my order, and the Lord just impressed upon me to just kind of talk to her about Him. And I asked her if she was a Christian, and she said yes. And we had talked a little bit before that, and she seemed lonely, and she was having issues with alcohol. And I gave her the DAB card. I wanted to talk to her more, but I couldn't because it was busy and, you know, she was working. I just would like to lift this lady up to you. I don't know her name. I usually look for a name tag, but I just didn't that day. Lord, I just lift up this lady to you. Lord, I just pray that you would make yourself real in her life. Lord, that you would take away her loneliness and take away the alcoholism in her life. Lord, we just pray that you would comfort her and give her peace that surpasses all understanding. I just pray this in your mighty name, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hi, Dab family. This is Dancing Dave for Jesus. I uphold you all and the Harden family and Dab team. And I am calling in for prayers for Mario, who I just met on a project in Orlando. And he lost his son and then his daughter within the last couple years in rapid succession, and has just been knocked down and out. And he would describe his relationship with Jesus as divorced. And we just come around him and his wife and his two surviving son and daughter and grandson, and ask for a hedge of protection, and that you, Lord, would show up in their lives in tangible ways that just bring their hearts back to you. They are believers that are in great pain and vulnerable to Satan and his messaging. And we just ask that you do what you do. Amen.
This is Jay from Ohio. I was calling in again with an update about my daughter, Avery. She's 3 years old, and we're still continuing to have this reoccurring pink eye or conjunctivitis happen. We thought we were done. The day that I called in last time, we had gotten the results of a bacterial culture, and it confirmed the results that we had from a previous bacterial culture. And they keep trying different things with antibiotics, and the last time they added a steroid drop to an antibiotic drop that we had already done. She was on it for like 2 weeks. And once we came off of it, it was cleared up for like 3.5 weeks. And yesterday morning she woke up and it had come back. Her eyes all red again, and there was discharge, and trying to get her back into her doctor, but they're telling us that her doctor is out, and it's been very difficult trying to get answers to get her into another eye specialist. I just ask that you would please pray. Pray for healing. Pray for guidance for these doctors. Pray for my wife and I, because we are incredibly stressed about this. We just want our daughter to be healthy and healed. I thank you so much for praying. I thank you so much for the person who reached out to encourage us. Thank you.
Hey, DAB family, this is your sister Ashley from California, and I just wanted to come on here and I wanted to give you guys a praise report and just like share about how God is so good. So as most of you know, or if I don't know you yet, my son Jackson, he is 10 and he was diagnosed with ALL leukemia in 2022. And he is doing great. He's kicking butt. The treatment is working. We're in the long-term phase of treatment. But one of the things that is offered to kiddos who have some kind of life-threatening or chronic illness is Make-A-Wish. And Jackson was given the opportunity to go to New York City, and we went last week. And guys, I just have to tell you how awesome our God is. Just the way that he promises to refresh and satisfy the weary and the faint and take care of us. Guys, he did that in such a big way. And there's been a lot of other trials and grief and loss that we've been processing, but God really was faithful to do that this last week. So I just wanted to like shout about how God is so awesome with that. And then I also wanted to thank everybody that's coming on here and asking for prayer. What a blessing you guys are to show your humility and show your strength and asking for help. Guys, you're amazing. You may not feel like it and you may not think it, but I am telling you that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but in fact, a sign of strength. So keep on calling in. All right. I love you, DAB family. Thank you, everybody. Bye.